This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. State leaders are urging patience among people 75 and older who are trying to sign up for coronavirus vaccinations, saying appointments are limited and based on the number of vaccine doses Massachusetts is getting from the federal government. But the rollout of the state website where people have to go to make those appointments, which went online yesterday, has been confusing and messy. Today, the state announced 35,000 more appointments were added to mass vaccination sites in Boston, Danvers, Worcester, and Springfield. But there are about 1 million people aged 75 and older in the state, according to state officials. And many are still scrambling to secure appointments. One organization that's assisting them with that is Ethos, an elder services organization based in Jamaica Plain. The CEO of Ethos, Valerie Frias, joins us now to talk more about this. Valerie, thank you for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
First, what are you hearing from people, both the clients you serve and other elders who are not clients?
They're certainly anxious to get the vaccine, and there was some panic around ensuring that they were first, and when appointments were taken pretty quickly today, we certainly have been getting calls with some frustration, and we've been trying to ease that frustration, but there is certainly a bit of anxiety out there in the community, and rightfully so. These are elders who've been in their homes primarily for 10, 11 months at this point, and really want to get on with their lives and want to get vaccinated as quickly as possible.
And let's just clarify who you serve. Are they both people living in senior public housing developments and other independent living apartments or private homes? And what services do you provide?
We provide home health services in all of those settings, as well as nutrition programs, money management programs, elder mental health programs, education programs related to balance and Alzheimer's and other chronic conditions.
In most cases, people who live in senior public housing will be able to get vaccinated at their housing complexes. But for those in independent homes, what are you able to do to help them navigate signing up for appointments on this website that even seniors who are technologically savvy say they're having difficulty navigating?
So we have our case managers reaching out and assisting to the extent feasible with getting appointments now. In the coming days, we're going to be sending out information to all of our Meals on Wheels clients. So that's about 12,000 people a day, so that they understand the process and understand how to reach out to us so that we can help facilitate getting them appointments.
What are you seeing in terms of seniors who speak different languages or have limited English proficiency and difficulties in navigating this process?
We're hearing from people that because of their language barriers and not being native English speakers, that they're having issues accessing the information, certainly in terms of ethnicity, language, transportation issues, education level. Those are all equity issues from our perspective, and we are trying to address those with our bilingual case managers, with outreach to the various communities, and helping them to access the internet if they don't have access to it, to make that appointment and to get them transportation to that appointment. When the vaccines come out that don't require the cold storage, that will really be a game changer in terms of equity, because smaller healthcare providers and community health centers will be much more able to participate as vaccination sites where large ethnic populations tend to get their healthcare.
How would you broadly characterize the rollout of vaccinations and the sign up for appointments from your perspective? You know, what could have or should have been done better?
I think that projects of this scale, we've never seen anything like this in this country in terms of a vaccination effort. So things of this scale are bound to have their bumps. The biggest hurdle that I've seen are, quite frankly, supply issues and the uncertainty of how much supply is going to be on hand from one week to the next. The state is going to add a phone component, which I think for the 75 and over age category is really critical, as well as some language capacity. And those things take time. So they are bumps, but I'm hoping that by next week we have some of those resolved in Massachusetts, and that by mid-February we have some information on whether the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which will require only one shot and no cold storage, will be available.
Valerie Frias is CEO of Ethos, an elder services organization based in Jamaica Plain. Valerie, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you for having me.